Mister, you stupid dummy. What kind of weird guy gets excited by little roars? Roar. I'll do anything for that big loaf of bread you have in your pocket. If you like roars this much, what about roars and kisses? Funny. So, how many more kisses do you want for me to have that big, fat, tasty loaf of bread? You know I'll do anything for it. I'm really hungry for it. What do I have to do to get it? What if I do a little dance in my undies for you? No, you have to look. I want you to see how cute they are. La 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 la. Look at my cute little butt. La 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 la. I mean, look at my undies. Not my butt. Don't you really like them? Why are you sweating like that? Fine. I'll just have to make you look at them. I don't care if my tushy is in your face. I want you to look at my panties. Oh yeah? What if I wiggle my buns around like this in your face? La 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 la. Maybe I got a little carried away. That's so much fun. I like shaking my tushy around in your face. Anyway, I wanna get on top of you again. No shorts this time. Just my undies. You should get under the blankie. It'll be warm under there. Hmm. How you feel about yummy bread sticking your pants? Why do you have to be so embarrassed? It's just both of us alone, all by ourselves in your bed. You don't have to be so shy. You make me mad when you're like that. I'm getting sleepy. Don't you want to cuddle? It'll be fun. I promise it'll help both of us go to sleep. Here. Put your hands on my tushy. Put your hands on my soft little tushy. Feel how soft my panties are. Your big hands feel lovely on my tiny body. Right. That's only because he did what he said. Not because I don't like you or anything. You're kind of a pervert, you know. Now rub my tushy until you fall asleep. Do it now. I like your big hands on my tushy. Roar! Roar! Do it! That feels good. That feels so lovely. You want more? More tushy rubs. She rubs.
Excuse me. I wanted to say thank you for saving us, kind sir. I usually always think on my feet, but this time, I truly would not have known how to get us out of this. How will we ever repay you? Now that she's gone to sleep, I want to discuss something with you. Privately. Let's get right to the point. You've done so much for me and my sister. It's only about time I've properly repaid you. Why do you look so flustered? Is it really the first time you've seen a woman? Well, don't be shy. Go ahead and let your eyes wander. Come on, it's just the two of us. Feeling a little scared of the beauty of a woman? Don't worry. I'll help you get used to it really quickly. Don't close your eyes. I know you're excited. I can feel you down there. Thing is, my sister and I have never been so close to a strange man before. Until now, that is. I've been so lonely. I may have acted cool and collected, but really, my loins have been burning inside ever since I first laid my eyes on you. Won't you help a lady out and cooperate with me? I'm practically aching for a man's touch. I've been fantasizing about it ever since I started maturing as a young girl. Well, if you're not going to take initiative, then I will. You know, I'm only really doing this so you won't make a move on my sister. I see how you look at her. You look like the type of guy who would be into little sisters. Elder dragons in my family used to discuss that sort of thing. Humans truly are a strange species. But anyway, about you lusting after my cute little sister, I don't blame you. We come from a lineage of beautiful women. I see just how you sweat and struggle to hold yourself back. You look like you could hardly contain yourself when she licked your ears. What are you, some kind of pervert? Well, don't worry. I very much like this pervert. While she did suggest the idea of licking you, you didn't seem to have any intention of pushing her away. You looked like you were even drooling a bit. What a depraved and horny degenerate you are. You must be so pent up with my sister teasing you all day. It's hilarious how you couldn't stop staring at her milky thighs. Back and forth, from her legs to the ground. You're cute when you dart your eyes all around like that, you know? Enough about my sister for now. Your balls must be nice and full for my sister teasing you all day, so how about I help you relieve yourself? You might prefer little sisters, but it's so obvious I make you feel some kind of way. Just look at your rod proudly sticking up like that. I don't want you to go on feeling like you're unappreciated. You've given us food, shelter, and water. How about I give you something only a woman can provide? I feel you getting bigger. You like how my tongue enters your mouth like that? You were waiting all day for this, weren't you? I was too. You've given us so much. Oh. Silly boy, I've only violated you with my tongue for a moment and you're already leaking? How long have you been frustrated for? My goodness. Maybe if I fondle you like this, you'll keep my hands off my little sister. Who knows, though? Let's see how long my big, supple breasts can keep that from happening, though. Anyway, I'm going to move down here now. You're screaming for release. I love sucking your cock. And I see you love it just as much. It's so big, sir. It's giving me a bit of difficulty. You're getting these every day as long as you provide meals for me and my sister. I bet you like the sound of that, don't you? Matter of fact, if we don't have money for bread, we can just snack on this instead. Just like my sister suggested. Silly boy. Didn't you know what she was saying when she wanted that big loaf of bread in your pants? Your grunts just make me want to slather my tongue all over you, even more. So you'll be satisfied enough to not touch my sister. I get first dibs. She'll catch on later. I'm more mature, so I think I get cock first. Don't you think? Anyway, let me satisfy you some more. You're going crazy down there, like... You ready for something besides my mouth? Let's try this. How do you like this view? You're pulsating even more. I see you're enjoying my body. Enough teasing. Let me slide your thick, aching manhood into me. It's unlike anything I felt before. And I'm sure you're just as ecstatic as I am about this. Just relax while I bounce on top and do all the work. Don't worry about holding back. Like I said, those big, heavy balls of yours need to be emptied. I didn't think the first time would hurt this bad, but I guess you're really packing down in there. It might hurt, but I can't get enough of it. I like bouncing on you. I like bouncing on top of this big, fat loaf of bread. I want you to unload all of it into me. Don't worry, we can't breed anyway. We're different species after all, so all your cum can go into me every day, multiple times per day. Your ball should be empty whenever we're around you. It's the least we can do for you doing so much for us. Well, that wasn't too long at all. We should do this more often. As often as possible. It would be great for the both. Excuse me, I mean, it would be a great way for me to repay you for all you've done, kind sir. Thank you for letting me pleasure you. Now, if you'll excuse me, I'm going to make sure my sister is tucked into bed properly. I don't want her getting cold throughout the night. I'll make some breakfast for us in the morning. Rest well. Thank you for everything.